So then, in the meantime, I was going to go with Mutual Service, and there was a opening came with State Farm, which I hadn't paid much attention to, but it was a fellow named Cy Magnuson, who was mayor of the city of Two Harbors, a very, very popular man and personable guy, and he became insurance commissioner of the state of Minnesota. And somehow then, Tom Moe and Gene Gazelka, who were manager and assistant manager with State Farm, came calling. They invited me out for coffee and talk about going with State Farm. And I said, well, no, I'm with Mutual Service. I'm already committed to go with them full time. And then they showed me production reports, and they showed the entire district of State Farm. There were approximately 20 agents, and which there were about 15 or so agents with Mutual Service, and the production with State Farm was about double all the way down the line of what Mutual Service was. So then again, being a very smart Finn, I thought, oh my gosh, that I could probably make a living with Mutual Service, but I guess looks like State Farm is the way to go. So then I called Mutual Service and told them I was not going to go with them. I was going to go with State Farm, and there was no contract or no conflict of interest that way, so it was not a problem. And I was there almost 10 years, so it must have been about 6 years or 7 years as an agent in Two Harbors. And then Silver Bay came along, Reserve Mining, and they Silver Bay grew from nothing to a town of, I can't remember how many, 4,000 people. And as people came in, then, of course, there were no insurance offices or anything in Silver Bay, which was 30 miles from Two Harbors, and I wound up servicing Silver Bay. So I'd go about 2 days a week to Silver Bay, and then the other time in Two Harbors. Of course, we had help at the office. But then Tom Moe, the manager, began kind of pressuring. He said, well, we need a lot of life insurance production in Lake County, and he kept threatening he's going to put an agent in Silver Bay. And anyhow, one thing led to another, and so rather than fight with Tom Moe and so on, then they did offer me management with State Farm. So I went to school in Bloomington, Illinois. I had two courses of, I think they were 3 weeks each in Bloomington, Illinois at the home office, and along with about, I suppose there were about 10 or 15 other agents from throughout the country. And then I ended up, the Sioux Falls had a opening there. Milo Updahl, who had been manager, ended up going to the home office, and I went to Sioux Falls. And there, I was there for 3 years, I guess, and along with our family and our brood. And,
I have great memories of the move from Two Harbors to Sioux Falls.
Do you?
It was all a lot of fun and memories, and it was exciting and adventurous.
Yeah, it was. It was okay that way. But then I don't think that State Farm wanted managers to be, they needed wives and they wanted them to have families, but they didn't want the managers to spend any time with them. We'd be leaving home usually Sunday night to go to a school in Lincoln, Nebraska, which was the regional office for Sioux Falls. And then they'd have course one schools, course two schools, course three schools, and we'd be there conducting these schools. And then it'd be manager meetings and so on. So it turned out that a good share of the time I'd leave home Sunday night and come home Friday. And so that was, then also was the fact that I was not really master of my own destiny. It was a matter of recruiting agents, and we did have one very successful one, Dale Emmel, but then we had others who weren't so successful, and it was very frustrating. And I think I had Don Bartlett and Lloyd Revere and Clancy Richards. I think those were three that I recruited, and they were all failures. Nothing I could do. And they sort of pressured me into, thought maybe I'd be better off going back into agency, and I agreed. And it's a good thing I did, because I was getting very, very edgy, very nervous. So then at that point, of course, experienced agent, especially retired or agents, former managers, were in demand by managers wherever agents either retired or whatever, wherever there were openings. So we had a choice of just a bunch of places we could have moved to. And we ended up coming to St. Cloud, and we thought of this, and your mom said I just wanted to be closer to my relatives. But really, we thought of this. We had always, we had driven from Two Harbors to Sioux Falls. We'd stopped at Munsinger Park, the flower garden. We had picnics there, and we just had fond memories of St. Cloud, and we knew there were a couple, three colleges right in St. Cloud itself, and very close to the Twin Cities where there were colleges, and we thought this might be the best place for us to try to raise our family, so we ended up coming to St. Cloud. There was an opening here where an agent was no longer an agent,